Hello and welcome to the Breeders' Cup preview as we focus on the juvenile turf. Mike Callahan, Sully Crotty, and again, if you've been listening to our mini podcast here going over each race for the Breeders' Cup, you know that we have the early morning line odds. They're not definite. There's no post draw that's happened yet. And again, we're about a week and a half out, but we're going to take a look at that early morning line. Arizona's going to be the morning line favorite, the slight morning line favorite at 5-2. You're going to see Structure at 4-1. You're going to see Wichita at 9-2. You're going to see Decorated Invader at 6-1. You're going to see Andesite at 10-1. And then you're going to see some bigger prices with Vitology at 12-1, Peace Achieved 15-1, and then some even bigger prices with Grateful Kitten and Hit the Road. My initial reaction in here, you have two, Aiden O'Brien. Both of those horses are going to be cool more in Arizona and Wichita. Arizona right now is the early morning line favorite at 5-2, and Wichita is 9-2. They both finished second and third in the Dewhurst to an undefeated horse in Pinatubo, who's an undefeated 6-for-6 horse for Godolphin. And if you go back and watch that race, those three were clear of the field. Now, obviously, the Godolphin horse was able to keep his undefeated record at 6-for-6. But the reason you're seeing the fact, you know, that Arizona and Wichita are taking a lot of money is that I think that horse from Godolphin is really, really good. And the sky's the limit for that horse. And they're coming over, and they're facing significantly, I wouldn't say weaker, but there's definitely a change up in class, and that's why you're seeing these odds the way that they are, because I think everybody's initial reaction is going to be the Chad Brown horse at 4-1, who was undefeated and just won the Pilgrim. Why would he not be favored in this spot? Or even Decorated Invader, which you got to see up in person up in Woodbine off that really impressive performance in the Summer Stakes, is 6-1 in here, and that just goes to show you how good those yours really are.
Yeah, I mean, it's Aiden O'Brien on the turf, but the one thing I know people are going to say is Aiden O'Brien can't win in America. But I think these two are definitely different, as you said. Arizona especially, and the thing about Structure is I thought the Pilgrim was actually a really good race, and Structure was able to win the Pilgrim. Andesite was second in the Pilgrim. You're getting a 10-1, but the one thing about Structure is that Belmont's turf is a little bit different than Santa Anita. It's kind of the starting gate where the Pilgrim was is going to be a little bit different. They kind of start on a turn down in New York. So I thought Structure was very good. I thought the Pilgrim race was very good. But I think Aiden O'Brien's going to bring over a pair here. That's going to be a little tough to beat. And if people want to ride on Aiden O'Brien's struggles in America, Structure is still Chad on the turf, that is completely fine because it's a really good Pilgrim race this horse is coming out of. But I do think those two are deservingly short prices on the early morning line in the juvenile turf. But a horse that I think that at a price that you could probably play with if you're a triple player, Peace Achieved, I think, is a horse at 15-1 coming out of the Dixiana Bourbon at Keeneland, who won that race. I think a 15-1 is a horse that you could definitely take a look at. I don't think can beat the top four in here, but I think a 15-1 is definitely a horse that's going to make a triple a lot better and definitely should go up from that 15-1 price. Hit the Road was in the Zuma Beach at Santa Anita at 20-1 right now. That was the first start against Winners, but now is running into a little bit bigger of a buzzsaw. But facing Winners to win that Zuma Beach, I thought was a good effort. But it kind of runs through those top four, I think. But if you're looking for a price, those would be my two, Hit the Road and Peace Achieved.
Yeah, my two value plays, and again, early morning odds, Decorated Invader at 6-1. If that holds, He's the most physically imposing horse, and he has the biggest stride of any of the horses. So if you're taking a look at everybody's sort of getting leg weary down the lane, who has the biggest stride? We saw it was Zenyatta and the Greats that just had Albert the Great, you know, it just off the top of my mind, of horses just had those unbelievable strides and covers so much ground. Decorated Invader, if that holds, and again, post position and a lot of things have to come into the odds, but 6-1 to me, that's a horse I'm gonna wanna take a look at. And then also Vitology, which you brought up, that Dixie and a Bourbon. 12-1 on this early morning line out here, and he was flying in the last race against Peace Achieved, who you like as a live long shot in that race. But we just missed that race by about a half a length, but was really wide around the far turn and was the only one making up ground on Peace Achieved that day. The fact that he likes to go long, you like to see that. And if for some reason, Arizona and Wichita, and you've talked about it, and that's one big thing that I think people are going to take a look at, is Aiden O'Brien does not have a very good North American record. So the fact that these horses will be taking a lot of money, there's also going to be another group of people who just say, you know what, I think I can beat the Ian O'Brien horses, and they're not even coming off of victories. Now, I think you have to take a look at the fact that that Godolphin horse is as good as advertised, and maybe Arizona Wichita can beat this group. But there's also the other theory that we're talking about where maybe Ian O'Brien just can't do it. And if that's the case, you have the Trad Brown horse in Structure, Decorated Invader, and then also what we consider Live Long Shots in Vitology and Peace Achieved. And then the rest of them, you know, maybe an even bigger price ends up winning in this race. So ultimately, this is a pretty wide open race based on the theory of will Ian O'Brien be able to win over in North America, because his record has not been very good of recent. So any more thoughts before we wrap it up?
No, I think that's going to be the big thing in here. But definitely watch the replays of Arizona and Wichita, because you said a monster was in a couple of those races. But and again, I think the Pilgrim is worth the replay as well, with a couple of horses coming out of there with Structure and a Sight coming out of the Pilgrim. But Decorated Invader, if you're interested in that type of race, I think is, as you said, 6-1. I think you run home with that 6-1 in this spot.
All right, those are our thoughts in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Good luck.